Welcome, everyone, to A Voyage Through Film. I'm Daniel.
We got my boy Mikey Mac over here.
Hello!
Hello!
And we got Joshy Baby.
Oh, what it do? What do you know?
We're sans Anthony right now.
Hey, use some PTO.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
is that?
Been using up a lot.
I think he might be in the closet there again. who knows? I don't really feel like checking.
But either way, we're going to be taking you through the highlights and the lowlights of Hollywood, giving you a little snippet, a little taste, a little nibble of Mission Impossible Dead Ooh. Reckoning.
Part one.
Yeah, part one.
Part one. I hate the part one. I just hate that. They're like, part one.
They should have just like done two different ones and they could just be sequels like all of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of.
Yeah, like what's. Yeah.
But I do get that like the story didn't finish. But
yeah,
I feel like you can still set up. I don't know. I go back and forth on it. On the one hand, I appreciate that it's called part one, because if it would have ended on a cliffhanger like fucking Spider-Man, I would have been like, wait, what the fuck?
This one got a pretty good rating. Got a whole 96% on the tomato meter.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Critics are sucking this one up.
It's early out of the gates, too.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so far.
I feel like these movies generally rate pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like a 95% audience.
Nice.
Mm. You can't deny the choreography. These set pieces are too good.
Yeah.
It's pure cinema. You're just
You get to strap in a chair and go around the world.
Yeah, I mean, talk about, like, when it comes to the craft of action movies, we're seeing it at the top of it, that it's ever been. I feel like this year, even, like, dude, this? John Wick 4? Extraction 2?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, my God. I'm like, action movies are the most insane they've ever been.
Yeah. Fast and the Furious 10?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Okay, me neither.
But I'll watch it at some point.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be an example that I'll use. But
yeah.
It does look pretty wild. I am a fan of those.
But IMDb gave it an 8.1.
Nice, yeah. Wow. I think that it's going to come down a bit.
Yeah, they rate a little bit lower on IMDb. I think probably where they should be. I feel like they're more in the 8 range overall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be like, MI7's a 10! It's really great. It's not Godfather.
Give me more!
Yeah.
Yeah, part 2's an 11!
Crank it up.
It'd be funny if part 2 just gets shit on. It's like, 20%! Ah! Finally went off the rails.
Should have stopped at part one.
I kind of hope they kill him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Kill him.
Ethan Hunt or Tom Cruise?
Ethan Hunt.
Both.
Jesus. The character. Think about fictional.
The character.
Fictional killing.
But IMDb also describes it as, they say, Ethan Hunt and his MIF team must track down a dangerous weapon before it falls into the wrong hands. And that's understating it.
Yeah, completely right. Yeah. Understating it.
Yeah, it's also missing a lot of the nuance.
Yeah.
But I guess that's to be expected.
Yeah. No spoilers, the first couple weeks it's out.
Right. They don't want to be like, it's AI! Motherfuckers. Tommy C versus a robot.
Oh, and boy, by the way, this is your spoiler alert, spoiler warning.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we're going to go through the whole movie.
So. Yeah, we're going to talk about this movie in depth.
Going to be spoilers.
Very much in depth. We're going to go so deep. I mean, we're going to be talking about the little, like, the minutia that we're going to get into. Spoil. Yeah.
We're going to give you pores counts on the close-ups.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you counted those pores, right?
Yeah, I counted them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is going to be
Daniel's
good.
Frozen. Oh, is he back?
Oh, fuck.
There he is. He always does that where he pretends like he's frozen.
And he's
not. We know that he's not. He's just kind of standing still now. All right, this is great.
With a grin.
It's
a
great bit for the listeners. Daniel.
Didn't I leave a little bit of that in during Cocktail?
I think you did, yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always does this. Daniel, we can see you moving, like, a little bit. We know you're breathing.
My God.
Okay, finally. Jesus.
What the fuck, man?
How long are you going to, like, like, hold that bit out? Like, come on. We just can tell.
Directed by Christopher McQuarrie.
Again.
Yeah. Nice, yeah, because... Which...
He's hoarding all the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah. And he also wrote a lot of... Like, really good.
Oh, nice, okay.
He wrote The Usual Suspects.
Christopher McQuarrie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude. The Mummy? Top Gun Maverick, bro?
Yes.
Nice.
Jack Reacher.
Yeah, Reacher, like all...
The Way of the Gun.
Nice, yeah. That was, I mean, we got into all this already.
His directorial debut. Yeah, we talked about this when we did Fallout. Okay, nice. But The Way of the Gun, dude, shout out again. It's such an underrated movie. And it has, like, maybe the best shootout ever. It's right there with Wild Bunch.
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah. Mr. Philippe.
Ryan Philippe, but, dude.
And also written by Bruce Geller, Eric Jenderson, and Christopher, of course.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then starring, of course, the man of the month, old Tommy Cruise.
Ooh.
Nice.
Look at that smile.
Yeah, getting old, Tom. You're getting old.
Yeah.
61.
It's in the cheeks.
Yeah, what's up with his cheeks? He looks puffy.
Yeah.
What is up with that? Plastic surgery, right? A little cheeks. Bit.
Yeah, at least he doesn't, like, seem old yet. He just kind of starting to look old.
Yeah.
He's like, what, 60?
61.
And then we got my girl, Hayley Atwell.
Nice. Yep. Oh, Captain America's person.
Oh, yeah.
Agent Carter.
His person.
His love interest.
His love person.
They end up together, right? Because he becomes an old man.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Exactly. And we got... The old bruiser, Ving Rhames.
Nice. Yeah, the only other guy to be in all of them.
Yes, dude. Ving Rhames.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking great all the time. And
not
got
to be
Simon
confused.
Pegg.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, sorry. Go ahead. Simon Pegg.
To be confused with...
Not to be confused with Michael Clark Duncan. That's what I was going to say.
Ving Rhames. Right. Yeah, he's like a short and squat version of Michael Clark Duncan. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I guess he did pass. Jeez. So, yeah, sorry. Not sure why I brought that up.
But, yeah, then we got Simon Pegg.
Old nice. Simon.
Always hilarious.
Yeah, always good. The British guy.
Yeah.
Gotta have a British guy.
Gotta have a British
gotta do it.
And they have a British girl.
Yeah.
But Simon Pegg's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's Haley. Haley Atwell, baby. They covered all the bases, I feel like. Because then you got Rebecca Ferguson.
Nice, yeah. Ooh. Hell yeah. Back for her third Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, right.
She kicks ass.
I didn't know. I guess, yeah, because I had not seen the last two, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, no way. Why the fuck is she here? And she's, like, such a prominent character. I feel like Tom Cruise, they're, like, in love. And I'm like, what the fuck? When did this happen?
Yeah. Yeah, it's happened over, like,
she's
in four movies.
Doctor Sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got Vanessa Kirby.
Yeah, she's awesome, too. Yeah. She's in that Fast and Furious spinoff, The Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
She's good in that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. She's in Hobbs and Shaw.
White Widow. Mm. Yeah.
Just kidding. I've never seen Hobbs and Shaw.
Get on it. Then we got Mark's girl. Miss Pomme Clémentif.
Woo! Mantis.
Mantis, baby.
Mantis? That
French motherfucker.
From Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, yes. That's where I recognized her. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I thought she was awesome in this.
She was, yeah. I mean, she doesn't say anything, I don't think, but she's just kicks ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. And, yeah, just a couple shout-outs to old Carrie Elwes.
Oh! Who was that?
Denlinger. That's who he was. I feel like I remember seeing him, but I didn't remember what character he was.
Hmm.
Oh, no, he was, who was he?
Oh, wait.
Like, towards, like, near the beginning, one of the American, like, officials.
Oh, like the president guy?
The guy that's, like, looking for, yeah. Like, in that
Yeah, but not the guy from the first movie.
The director.
No, no, no.
Yeah. The director, guy from Princess Bride, dude.
Yeah.
And Robin Hood Men in Tights.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Robin Hood himself.
Yeah, Robin Hood Men in Tights, dude. Princess
Bride. Yeah.
The legend. Yeah. He's like the goat. He's goated. Yeah,
exactly. Then he went to Saw.
Yeah, he's in Saw.
So many things.
That's right.
So many random ass things.
He is. Liar, liar, Hot Shots.
Yeah. And then the guy that was Gabriel, Esai Morales.
Nice. I feel like I've seen him in some other stuff.
I've seen him,
but
yeah. He looks familiar. I forget who he is.
Yeah, he's been in, like, TV. Like, wasn't he? He was in Ozark.
Yeah, he was in Ozark. Yeah. Yes.
Nice. Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
He was in Ozark.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That
and, makes dude.
And.
Shea Whigham.
Old Whigham.
Shea Whigham, dude. Love this guy. Boardwalk Empire.
Is that the guy from the first one?
Oh, nice.
Is he? No, I don't think so. He's the guy that was like hunting Ethan down with like the American special ops guy. Shorter, older white guy. He's in like Fargo season 3. He's in a bunch of HBO stuff. He's in American Hustle. He always has these side roles, but he's so good, dude. Shea Whigham, bro. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, bro. He's the man. He's so good.
He was like comedic relief. He's always like two steps behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he kind of was in this movie. It's true. He's great. Cop Car.
Is that a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Check it out.
What is that, a movie?
Yeah, some kind of movie?
What is that? What are you
moving pictures?
Are you just looking out your window? Or
Cop Car.
Cop Car. Got it. Yeah.
We call him out in this house.
And the old DP for Joshy Poo.
Hey,
don't, we got Frasier
don't
Taggart.
Say it like that. Yeah, it's Frasier Taggart. The old DP for Joshy Poo. It's the fucking cinematographer of the movie. He's the man. DP, baby.
DP yeah, with Josh.
It's done a lot of
DP with Josh. Perfect.
DP with Josh.
Great segment. Frasier Taggart. Actually, yeah, he's recently been like an actual DP for this, The Birth of Boxing, Robot Overlords, Dead Fish. I don't know. This is only his fifth movie that he's actually DP'd,
but
he came
all
up
this level.
He came up, they must be. He came up doing second unit. So doing like action sequences, second unit DP work on a lot of huge movies and a lot of action movies. So he clearly directed action for a long time. The Kingsman, Hobbs and Shaw,
DP'd,
Maleficent.
DP'd Montreal for John Wick 2.
Dude, nice. He did.
Yeah, Kingsman is awesome action if he did that.
Ready Player One, Chase Unit. He was mm-hmm. Additional director of photography for Mission Impossible Fallout. So on the last one, he did like additional second unit stuff. Doctor Strange.
Nice.
The Brothers Grimsby. Rogue Nation. The Secret Service. Edge of Tomorrow. I mean, this guy has shot Cruise for a while. And even before that,
he just
grabs
all his friends.
Stardust. Yeah. Troy. He did second unit on Troy.
Okay.
And then before that, he came up as a first AC. Focus Puller. On Judge Dredd.
What's AC?
101 Dalmatians, assistant camera.
Oh, okay.
So the first AC is the first assistant to the camera operator and to the DP. So that's it's top of the chain on the cam department, you know, right next to the DP. And that's the person that pulls focus, especially back in the day with the, they usually just call them focus pullers, which is funny. That is the main job though, with first AC, which is pretty
just
fucking
make sure
stressful.
Focus.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a stressful job, actually. It's not. Whew.
Focus!
Yeah, it's like, oh, sorry, we got to do that again. Our focus puller blew it.
Yeah, focus puller's high as shit, and he's not paying attention.
He's just.
Nice. So he's worked his way up, and now he's, like, getting to make a huge, like, summer blockbuster as DP. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah, good for him. That's sick that he went from like doing second unit for so long to just like, I'll just shoot this whole fucking movie. I mean, all it is action set pieces anyways.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I imagine Christopher McQuarrie is just like, dude, you want to just shoot the whole movie? He's just like, yeah, I do.
I thought you'd never ask.
I thought you'd never ask.
All right, so we're just going to go kind of like set piece by set piece, and this one, we start on a submarine surrounded by Russians.
Yeah. A lot of silly Russian accents.
The AI is like controlling this like super like cloaking device kind of thing, it seems like.
It's like showing, it's fucking with their radar. So it like hack their radar. They're like, Captain, we see a submarine 200 meters. I'm like, why aren't they just speaking Russian? No, they had to have people do shitty Russian accents.
Yeah, that's how you know they're Russian.
It disappeared. We have him, Captain. We have him. We have the missile. Prepare for him.
Captain, the missile is Captain. Turning around.
Yeah, they like think they see a submarine off in the distance, like a U.S. submarine that fires a missile at them. And so they take, like, defensive action. They shoot a missile back. And then the submarine disappears and the missile disappears. And then their missile just comes back and hits them.
Yeah,
which is hilarious.
They all get fucked.
They're like, missile's coming back.
Yeah.
But they had the two pieces of the key. You need like the two pieces of this key to act, to be able to control this AI that's becoming like sentient, and it's basically like the key to controlling like whatever you want, it seems like.
Yeah, why did they have the key?
Yeah, I don't know. And why are they just using it to cloak a submarine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they knew the true power yet.
Right.
Silly Russians.
Well, then we find out later that the Americans are the ones that made it in the first place, right?
No, really? What, the key?
The AI
thing. Or the AI? Really? I kind of miss that.
Did I misinterpret that?
I thought they just wanted it. Like, they wanted...
I thought they made it, and then it went rogue.
Maybe.
Yeah. I probably missed that.
And most importantly, there's just this, like, game-changing AI that everyone in the world is trying to get their hands on at this point.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's, like, better than Ultron.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It is Ultron. It's basically Ultron. You've seen Avengers 2. Age of Ultron. That's what this movie is. It's like solidifying Mission Impossible into superhero status.
Yeah, making
franchise. Like, this is a superhero movie now. They're fighting.
Just so Tom Cruise can be Iron Man.
A super AI. Yeah.
Finally.
Oh my god, they need to just give him a full suit. That'd be so sick. Ethan's the only way.
But we go from there to the Sahara Desert. So we go from the Arctic to the desert.
Yeah, because he gets Tom his little Cruise's... tape. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I guess does he know Rebecca Ferguson's out there? He's just trying to find her.
That's part of his mission.
Yeah, right.
That's part of his mission. He gets the mission in the tape. You know, your mission. Should you choose to accept it? Yeah. They're like, this is a key, and it's two halves of a key, and we need both halves, and their one half is with this. And I was like, oh god.
And he gets the mission tape delivered by like Uber Eats, also.
Yeah.
He does. And he's in the he's standing in the shadows of a warehouse. It's really funny. It's there's Tommy C.
I thought there might be more for that guy that delivered it at some point, but not really.
Did you really like his performance or what?
He just, and Tom Cruise is like,
I just really wanted more out of him.
And I know Tom Cruise is like playing with him and stuff. He's like, you know, you have to ask me for the phrase.
Yeah. It's just Tom Cruise being a dick to everyone in the whole movie.
Yeah, that was all just ad lib improv. Baby.
Ask me the question now, dummy.
Yeah. That was him just fucking with them.
Seemed like he really just wanted to say the phrase.
Yeah, it's like, Tom Cruise, all right, we get it, bro. He's like, ask me the password. He's like, what's the password? He's like, goats. It's like, nice, okay. Really wanting to say that.
But so, yeah, he's in the desert, he's trying to get to Rebecca Ferguson, but so is this group of bad guys. They're trying to get the key as well.
Yeah, so they've sent bounty hunters. People have sent bounty hunters out for this key and out for her because they know that she has it. But she's gone rogue for reasons unknown. She just like got half of it, went rogue.
Yeah.
And so cut to Tom Cruise is lying. He's trailing the bounty hunters in the middle of the desert by himself. And he's holding the horse down and being like, shh.
Yeah.
He's like, kissing with the horse.
Yeah. He's like, he's like, baby, you're going to be okay. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, I love that.
Cruising the horse.
Wonderful animal work.
And then he just gets up and he keeps like trailing them. I was like, I guess none of them turn around because they would
that
see
horse
it, like,
was acting its ass off.
Yeah, no, that's what the animal controller was top notch, bro.
It was Tom Cruise. That's probably his horse. Yeah, you can tell. He just whispered.
He does his own stunts.
I feel like they were like, I don't know, how are we going to get the horse to do that? He's just like, shh, shh, shh. So it's like bringing it down. They're like, roll, roll, roll.
They reunite and they take out all these bounty hunters. And she gives Tom the key.
Well, we think she dies.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, don't they, like, yeah, they make you think she's
dead. It goes into, like, she starts sniping people, which is great. Immediately, yeah, she's like,
of a fucking sandstorm.
Yes. The sandstorm, which is crazy. Definitely.
Call back to Ghost Protocol.
That's true. I thought about that, too. I was like, there's a lot of, they're really referencing their own movies a lot.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, there was the Dutch angles in the submarine.
Yeah,
like in the first one.
I know, like, there were Dutch angles later on too that reminded me of the first one. I was like, he's definitely trying to do a De Palma, a lot of De Palma nods.
I felt like he was trying to kind of like nod to the entire series.
Yeah, totally. That's why it feels like a finale. I mean, a two-parter. I'm like, right? Just kill him, kill Ethan.
Yeah. Go on, kill him.
Go on.
Get him.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
That's true, though, which I like that. I like that they're referencing themselves. And I feel like it spends a good amount of time with just, like, good old-fashioned espionage. Like, who is this? What's that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Misdirection.
Yeah, I mean, they literally have to use old-school gadgets.
They do. They do. They're forced to. And go back to a train. Yeah.
And go back to a train. Yeah.
The Sahara sequence is great. I was like, oh, let's fucking go. But I was pissed. I was like, damn, she's dead just like that? But no, she's not. And then we get best. In between this and the next set piece is one of the most hilarious parts when they're all like discussing at the American embassy or whatever. Like,
no, yeah.
What are they gonna do, like, about the AI? And Tom Cruise sneaks in with like the mask.
Yeah, and throws like this a random smoke fucking bomb. Guy. I was after they showed him four times, I was like, that's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I know. Well, I feel like they tried to make it look like he was like a bad guy or something. Like, oh shit, there's a terrorist in the building or something. Like, this guy looks super sketch. But yeah, pretty soon you realize, you're like, oh, that's definitely Tom Cruise in a mask. And sure enough, it is. And
it bombs him. If I can,
pretty satisfying. He's such a dick. He like gasses everyone. He's like,
yeah. He just hands that one guy a fucking gas mask, and then he just blows everyone up with the fucking hobgoblin gas.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, Tom Cruise is like the Joker now. He's like, it's my AI. Just smoke bombs everyone. But that's when you realize, he's just like, no, like, if anyone is going to have this and, like, try to weaponize it, like, we got to destroy it. Like, I'm the most righteous person in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, the AI knows that, and so it's like, we just need to kill Tom Cruise. We just need to kill Ethan.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one that we have to worry about.
Yeah.
Kill Tom Cruise.
It's the only one who wants to destroy me. That's
the main goal.
And then that's when we see that Homegirl didn't die, but they're actually teaming up. And so he does have one half of the key. They need to go get the other. And then, boom, airport sequence.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi airport. Yeah,
one of the best.
Haley Atwell intro.
And then it turns into a really stupid magic trick movie for like 20 minutes. He's like, what, this key? You mean in this hand? What about this one? It's just like, what the fuck is this?
Do you think he actually did magic there? Or like, was it like I'm camera sure trick?
Did. No.
You think he actually did magic?
Well, but like in the first movie, he does the same kind of shit. Where like he's like the floppy disk. What is it here or what is it over here?
Does he do that in the first movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It's another callback.
It's like more
to
convincing
in
that one. It, like this one almost made it look too good, or else it was just a camera trick.
Yeah. It must have been a camera trick. I don't know. It was too silly for me to like clock it. Yeah, I was just like, this is so silly. What is this?
Well, little did you know this would become a major theme in the movie.
Yeah, it does, actually. It does. Which actually does end up becoming pretty fun. The amount that the key slips into people's pockets and she has to slip it out or slip it back in is pretty fun. And but you have to be paying attention. Because if you're not paying attention, it's can be very confusing. You're like, who the fuck has the key? Where the fuck is this key?
Yeah, that's why I felt like it was kind of just annoying. I was like, God damn it, Haley, stop it.
Yeah, stop putting it in people's pockets.
Like, stop running away and, you know, like, I know. Stop running away from Tom Cruise and with the key and just fucking go with him. My God, stop.
But yeah, they're like manipulating some kind of like voice or facial recognition software to like make like the United States the guy that you like a lot think that
Shea Whigham,
like other people in the airport are Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and he like puts his fingers in this guy's mouth. He's like, "Oh, is that you? Like, take off your mask." It's pretty hilarious. Yeah, there's a lot of silly, like, fun stuff. It's just a great build-up. It's a great build-up. Because the Sahara set piece is, like, kind of abridged. It's kind of more montage-y. But this one, we're really in, like, a real-time, like, you know, they're walking around. It's really building up. He escapes by, like, just, like...
Then there's, like, a nuke.
Running. Oh, yeah, then there's a nuke. And then it turns into Die Hard 3.
Yeah, Simon Pegg asks, Yeah, to disarm this nuke, Simon Pegg just has to, like, give it personal information, basically, so that the AI knows more about him.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
And he was, like, the questions were, like, what are you gonna miss the most?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my friends!
Yeah.
Yeah, but he tries to lie to it, and it doesn't believe it.
Yeah, I was like, why? What? Why were you so ashamed of saying that?
That's what I thought, too.
He just didn't want it to know. He just didn't want it to know because he didn't want it to be able to manipulate him by killing his friends.
Oh, okay.
Or using his friends against him.
But didn't he already know because that was the answer for him to open it?
Yeah.
Well, but I think it was more just like a lie detector kind of thing.
Okay. It was confusing because when he asked him, like, are you afraid of death? And he's like, no. And then it's like, meh, meh, meh. And he's like, ah, yes.
Yeah. I like that scene. I thought that was effective. But
it was good.
I guess it was a little silly.
It was kind of silly. I'm glad there weren't more riddles. I got really worried when that scene happened. I was like,
oh, is
this
going to be a riddle movie?
Is this going to be a riddle movie? Like, this seems like a step back for the MI franchise.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're solving riddles.
I have a
2-gallon
jug and a 5-gallon jug.
Yeah. I also kind of... 7 wives and 7 lives, 7 cats and 7 fucking 2 gallons. No, it doesn't do that. I also thought Benji was gonna die, and I kind of wish that he did.
Yeah, someone one died.
Someone
should
have died.
Someone's gotta die in the next one.
No one.
I mean, Rebecca Ferguson.
Okay,
she does die. Yeah,
she does actually die.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. One of the crew. I feel like one of the original crew should have died in this one,
right? To give them something to fight for.
Like the original of the.
It was pretty heartbreaking when Rebecca Ferguson does die. I will admit.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good fight. But then right after the airport sequence, we're in Rome.
Yeah, and Haley Atwell is, like, part of their crew now.
Yeah. Well, because they spring her. They break her out of prison. Out of, like, Roman jail, like a holding
cell. Yeah, because she had the key, right?
Like, the consulate or whatever. Because she had the key, and they, like, hold her, and they're like, everyone's after you. And so Tommy C shows up, and he looks so silly in, like, the library or whatever. He's like, hello.
Yeah.
He's in, like, a... Remember that? And they're like,
I barely remember that part.
Yeah, it's really silly. And he's just like dressed in like a suit in like their library.
Oh yeah, he pretend like he acts like he's a lawyer or something.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. But yeah, gets her out.
Gets her out of there.
And then Rome is just a whole big car chase.
It's so good.
Yeah.
In the Fiat. Ah. They yeah, even cool. they even sneak in the classic, like, how does this car work?
Yeah, but yeah, it has like a crazy like interface thing for like the for like their crazy shit, right? Like,
yes. Well, what's amazing yeah. is they he handcuffs himself to her because she keeps trying yeah. to fucking run away. So then they're handcuffed yeah, together, exactly. and they have to like trade off driving. And it's fucking just so much fun. Like, because he's like, first he's like, all right, you're driving because like your hand is like on the right side to drive. And she goes and immediately like just takes both doors off. Just like yeah. just drives like into two other cars. And then they end yeah. up like, and she's like, I can't fucking do this. Like, you need to drive. Like, I need the man to drive. Okay. Men, men should be driving. Is what this movie is, well, yeah, is trying to say.
Doesn't she, like, go in circles?
But she's, like, not a good driver, yeah.
And then, yeah. yeah, she, like, slams into somebody, and as they're, like, surrounding her, she's like, no, you're driving. I'm out, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, God damn it, are you
and
fucking
kidding
me?
And he's so good at driving, he immediately just, yeah. like, starts tearing it down the street. And then they end up awesome. Flipping over, and then... when they land, they like switch spots, and he's like, "What the fuck, dude?" I laughed out loud when that yeah. happened. I was like,
"Yeah, that was
I was so
good.
Into it. It was so good." I was like, "Oh, this is genius! This is absolutely yeah. genius. This is great." And it's just cars smashing. Ah, it's just the budget.
Yeah, they're little tiny.
So much, yeah. so much fucking money. You can just see so much money. In this movie.
Flying every... downstairs and shit.
Oh my god. yeah. You're just like, oh, there's $1 million right there. It's fucking so sick.
Yeah, and they're like, this is my first time in Venice. I'm like, that's fucking hard to believe.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I've been a fucking rogue agent for like 25 years.
Yeah, like 30 years at least. Right. In yeah. our time.
That's when What's-His-Name starts coming in Gabriel.
Yeah.
Which is he from one of the other
like
movies?
The AI's bitch. Yeah, I was trying to figure that out too. I don't think so. I think his relationship with Tom Cruise, we're going to find more out about okay. in the next movie. It's like pre-MI.
Gotcha. Wow. In the next movie?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're...
They're doing prequel stuff?
Unless I missed something.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. I was like, is he in one of the older ones? I couldn't tell.
I don't remember him being in one of them before.
I can't. Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah,
he's great. Yeah,
he's basically just like he has some deal with the AI where he's gonna like the AI wants Tom Cruise dead, and so does this guy, I guess. So they're working together. They have similar things that they want. So
yeah, and he's after the key, obviously.
Yeah,
you know, he's just some. Fucking terrorist who's working with the AI and wants the key.
But yeah, Rebecca Ferguson comes back in Venice, and you don't see it, but it's alluded to that they have sex.
Yeah, I wish we saw it. That'd have been sweet. Just have his head pop out like cocktail.
Like, yeah. Pop out of the thing that she's chug champagne.
Holy crap.
I know. Yeah, that was good. That was hilarious. That was good. They both probably needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get like a foot chase.
Yeah. Vanessa Kirby's character is introduced around this time also, right? Like, don't they like go to that like club and like everyone's kind of yes. at the same place for like a moment?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. That's a great little Mexican standoff when they're in the club. Yeah. And that's when she starts, like, she puts the key in someone's pocket. She's like, oh, it's in that guy's pocket. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it it almost turns into John Wick for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're, like, in a club, and it's like, and there's all these, like dubstep play. Yeah.
It's like, wow,
strobe lights. And these like projections in the background with like weird trippy like digital stuff going on. And you're just like, wait a second. Is this John Wick?
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. But no, he doesn't.
I mean, he did the second one.
Yeah, dude. He's referencing himself.
Yeah, right.
Our boy.
A club scene.
Yeah. I mean, and then that all explodes out into like another chase. Yeah. Right. And he gets on like a motorcycle at one point, and he does a lot of running in this scene. It cuts
like
to
running
Tom
over
Cruise
all these bridges and stuff through the streets of Venice. You see Babe the Pig walk by, which is a cast of his Molly Crew of animals.
Yeah, exactly. You see Babe the Pig. He's like, oh, Bob Ram, you. Bob Ram, you.
Yeah, Pig in the City.
And then, Babe Pig in the City.
We get that, like, that closed corridors, like, alley. It's like a shoulder-to-shoulder, like, alley that he's fighting up. Paris in.
Yeah, that's great. I like how they shot that. And they're just in the fucking alley. Shot in the alley. You can really feel it.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Homegirl has a sword, which is a silly choice. You know, just bring a gun. Could have shot him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they had to go with the theatrics. Same with what... Dude, I can't believe, like, Rebecca Ferguson loses that fight. She had a sword, and he had, like, a little pocket knife. And they start going at it as if that would be any type of competition. I was like, you're like a professional, like, you're like MI fucking, like, you know, like you're like a British spy. Yeah, secret agent. Yeah. What the fuck? You can't take out this guy with a switchblade? You have a sword?
Sniping people in the middle of a sandstorm.
Do you have a sword?
Yeah, but this guy's got, like, AI whispering to him to tell him what to do. He's, like, upgrade.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a good AI movie. I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah, I watched that recently.
Oh, it's great. Isn't it great?
I did like it, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. I love the camera work.
But, yeah, Rebecca Ferguson gets killed. Does Tom Cruise, like, he, like, finds her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they have a moment. Sad.
And then we're off to the Alps. Gotta catch him on a train.
Oh, my God.
Got a
dude.
Train to catch. Yeah.
And this is when you know. Yeah. You know he's gonna do that stunt that they showed in the marketing material, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he drives off a ramp on a motorcycle.
Yeah, because he insists on bringing a glider suit on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay. We know what you're planning.
Also, Benji is definitely like the worst reconnaissance guy. I feel like he always does this. He's like, just jump, Ethan. It's right there. And he's like, what? Yeah. You expect me to jump off a cliff?
Well, yeah, or he's just like, yeah, just keep going straight. He's like, there's just a mountain here. He's like, you're just going to have to go up that mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
The guy that the AI is, like, controlling, like, kills the train conductors and puts the train on just, like, full blast. They were, like, expecting to just be able to, like, jump on the train when it slows down at a corner.
Mm-hmm.
But that's no longer, like, an option. So now he's got to jump off a fucking mountain.
Yes, exactly. Everyone's on that train.
So yeah.
Tommy C's got to jump off a mountain to get on it. It's phenomenal. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He actually did that.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually
and it
rode
looks
a
crazy.
Motorcycle off a cliff. Yeah.
And apparently they did that stunt like first because they were like, if he dies, we'll just shut down production.
Yeah, that would
save a lot of money.
Get in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, God damn it, Tom.
It's too much of a financial risk. Like, well, that was a big waste of time.
Well.
That's so funny that, I mean, That's just a reality, though. They're like, yeah, we're going to do that one first because if you die, we're not going to make the rest of the movie. And this is like, you probably, you might die. Like, there's a pretty good chance you're going to die.
Yeah. I read that on the first cut, the train sequence was 90 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. And they cut it down to like 40.
It feels like it takes up about an hour of the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say it's like the longest set piece.
Really. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely longer than the
he's eating
helicopters.
What? Sounds like you're eating.
Oh, no.
Are you fucking eating, dude?
Are
you eating?
You're like, I gotta turn my camera off. You so eating donuts.
Yeah, don't change them eating this whole time.
Just, no. Just eating ribs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's an insane. And right when this happens, you're like, oh, this is like MI1, Brian De Palma.
Yeah.
You know, on the train. But when you think back on that one, the craziest part thing that happens on that train is he goes from one side to like another and like changes.
Yeah. Or then there's like, just like a helicopter tethered to the train.
Well, yeah, I mean that's amazing. But the craziest thing he does on top is like just kinda like jump.
He just jump.
But in this one, the amount of stuff that happens. Oh my god, that's all he does. Yeah, in MI1 he's just like, he has to do like a cartwheel
and like, yeah, and this positions. One he's like dodging like fucking signs and bridges.
He has to fight people on top of the train.
Yeah, and the AI the guy that's working for the AI just like he just like has a timer on him and he just like falls off the train.
Yeah.
Like hay bale.
No, it's like,
what the fuck?
What? How did he do that?
How did he time that so perfectly after like increasing the speed of the train?
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
He should have missed by like half an inch and just
splat. Yeah, just clang.
He's breaks like, his neck. Truck.
See you next time. Would have been way better. Yeah. Kind of a silly contrivance there, but still, I mean, just an amazing sequence. Even what's his name? He even turns on his girl, on your girl, Mark, on the French girl, and she's like, oh shit! She has to like defend herself, and she ends up saving them right at some point in the end. She's like, no, I'm with you guys now.
Yeah, she definitely like switches sides. I feel like after Tom Cruise spared her after their fight in that alley, I knew that was gonna happen. Yeah.
Well, that's what he says. She saves him. Doesn't he say that where he's just like, it predicts you will betray me. You owe him, so you're gonna fuck me up. And it's like, yeah, because you're literally betraying her right now.
Yeah.
So of course she's going to betray you.
Right.
Like, wrote your own future.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, it knows the algorithm.
Yeah.
Shung, 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 shung.
Yeah, we get some pretty cool relentless. Like Vanessa Kirby stuff too, where like Haley Atwell like steals Vanessa Kirby's face.
Yes.
Yeah. So that she can like transfer the money, but then she just doesn't. She should have just taken the money.
Yeah, she's like, right. No.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
You're already going to be like a rogue agent anyways.
And her bodyguard is so confused. It takes him so long to realize. He's just like, she's acting so weird. So yeah, you don't know about the faces, bro? You don't know about the masks?
Yeah, right.
You don't know about faces?
I'd be so annoyed if I was trying to go against them with when they can do that, it's like, okay.
Yeah. The mass technology.
Yeah, it's funny when they pull him off, it's just like this rubber flap of shit.
It does.
On, right?
It's like perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah. Yeah, when they take it off, it's like, what is that? That's what that. They should make him look as bad on their face as they look on
the That would be funny if they had just a shitty one.
It's just like a really like shitty mask
from Heat.
Yeah,
just
or like the dead presidents, like
yeah, like that quality of Ooh. Rubber on their faces.
Wait, is that Point Break or Heat?
Yeah, Point Break.
Point Break.
Oh, Point Break. Didn't they have masks and Heat? Or was
I think they just use like hockey masks or ski masks or something. Okay.
But wrong mask.
Wrong mask, dude.
Wrong mask, Baby, wrong movie.
Baby Driver, they have the best gag where he's like, I told you to get the Michael Myers masks.
No, yeah.
And he's like, from Halloween, man. He's like, these are Mike Myers masks. It's just Austin Powers masks.
Yeah.
It's just Austin Powers, yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, they have to dodge a piano towards the end of this set piece. I was like, wow, could this get any more crazy?
Yeah, the front train has like bombs in it that blow up a bridge that they separate. And then they're like trying to like sprint back through these train cars that are like slowly falling off this cliff. It's pretty intense. I was pretty well gripped by this whole sequence at the end there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, it's insane. And I mean, just from a filmmaking standpoint, too, you're just like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
Do this? Because, I mean, obviously a lot of CGI, but also a lot of very expensive recreated trains actually hanging like upside down, them on wires to hang off stuff. You know, it's just like Jesus Christ, just so much.
Yeah. That part you were talking about with the piano, that was pretty frustrating. He's like, "You have to trust me. You have to jump to me now. The piano's gonna crush you. I can see it."
Yeah, and she's like,
"I can't do it.
Doesn't he tell her at one point, he's like, I'll never let anything happen to you? Or something like that.
What you cut out.
Doesn't he say that to her at some point? He's like, I'll never let anything happen to you.
Cut out again.
I cut out again?
Yeah, the same part.
Literally, as soon as he said, I said.
I said. Didn't he say to her, I'll never let anything happen to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At some point?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's always reassuring everyone. He says, like, your lives will matter more than my own, basically.
Yeah.
Like, to the whole team. But, yeah, then Paris ends up, like, saving them, like, right before it's too late or whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pretty great. It wasn't that part was great, but it didn't have the same kind of stakes and stuff as the other movies, because I mean, this isn't like the end of this,
right?
So I could see why some people might be a little bit disappointed, maybe. But I still thought it was a really good ending, like ending point for a movie. Like it still felt like a full movie.
Oh, most definitely. It feels like plenty of, like, they could have cut stuff out. I was like, this is a lot of, a lot of movie right here. This is part one? Okay, great. Great. No, it is. Yeah. It is. It's true. I thought they did it really well. It's because it's not like, it wasn't like Spider-Verse where, like,
it's like a really hard cliffhanger.
Yeah, it's like the last 30 minutes is like build up to nothing. Like this, like the last 30 minutes is like a huge action set piece that's like insane. Yeah. So it's like.
That's why, I feel like stop telegraphing that it's going to be a multi-part movie. Just.
Yeah, where do you stand on that?
Put it out.
Right.
And then just, yeah.
And just have it be open.
Figure it out.
Yeah, and then be like, he's going to come back next year. And be like, oh shit.
Because like you guys said, ruins like the last part of the movie where it's just like, all right, well, I know all these stakes don't really matter because
there's gonna be another part,
be another one, so
right,
nothing very profound is gonna happen,
right?
But it's gonna be cool.
Yeah,
I know. I kind of feel like
really gripping.
More people should have died at the end of this one.
I thought there should have been at least one more, like Simon Pegg or something. Mm-hmm. After he had already like gotten from like his sensitive information to the AI.
Yeah.
He's gonna
that doesn't
die,
even pay off at all. You're absolutely right. Like, what was the point of that whole bomb?
I think it is gonna pay off. It just hasn't yet. Yeah.
He'll probably die next time.
Oh, yeah, great. It'll pay off next year.
Or, like, he'll be about to die and Tom Cruise will, like, sacrifice himself for it.
Then Hayley Atwell's new he's not.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or Shia LaBeouf.
All in all, it's so good.
Wall-to-wall nice, action. Yeah. Set pieces.
And a lot of good old espionage stuff. A lot of just people just being like, who the fuck is that? Who do we trust? What is that? Oh, if we have this thing, we gotta get it back to... Oh, it's like all these people in the same place. It's like...
Yeah.
It's good. It's like, good. It's a good time.
Wait, did you get that message electronically?
Yeah.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
You can't trust it.
Yeah, the AI angle is fun.
But, so... I took one enormous leap into the crow's nest.
Ooh. Nice.
And no I landed slither. There, and I twirled my telescope and stuck it to my eye.
So aggressive.
And yeah.
Twirled your telescope?
And then, well, yeah, what I saw was, I mean, the train scene's pretty cool.
He's not sure what he saw now.
Well, I'll cut this yeah, out.
He's not too sure. The old telescope's a little little cloudy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I see what we just talked, what we were just speaking about. Yeah, that train explosion leading to the collapsing train cars.
Going with the train.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was too good.
That was insane. I wonder how much money they spent on that sequence alone.
Yeah.
Probably like half the budget.
When I peer through the keyhole of the captain's cabin.
Nice.
And I spot that golden captain's booty.
Ooh.
All I see.
Okay.
Is Tom Cruise trying to catch a train.
Ooh.
It's definitely the best part of the whole movie.
Nice.
That whole train sequence. Because I definitely believe you, it was you an hour and a half one. Long.
Yeah, that could have been the second part of three.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the train sequence.
Well, when I pop into my cabin, let me take that again. When I pop into my captain's corridors... At the end of a long day of sailing around, pillaging and plundering, I receive what's the best part of the voyage, and it's my captain's blowjob. And when I receive that, what flashes through my head, I guess, is is Tom Cruise and what's her name? In a car chase in Rome. That was so good.
Yeah, that was the other one I was considering.
To each other, going down Roman steps, fucking, it's so good. Shia Wiggum coming up, they have some Mexican standoffs. Everyone's chasing him. It's so good. Yeah. That whole sequence is just, it's so good.
Nice, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the best part of the voyage.
No one picked it, but everyone picked it. Ooh, but I'll go first, I guess.
Okay. Mark teeing himself up there.
Yeah. Nobody picked it, but I'm talking, so here it is.
Yeah, I mean, well, here we are, 7 Mission Impossibles in. Ooh. Tom Cruise still fucking killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I feel like the same way about John Wick. Like, I could see, like, Keanu doesn't look quite as smooth moving around doing the choreography for the fights as he used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, same with Tom. Like, there's a little bit of rust on the hinges, but he's definitely still pulls it off. I think he gets a lot of help, but, I mean, he does his own stunt still. That's fucking insane that he jumped off a mountain to make this movie, like, several times.
Yeah, and he like sprinted a whole mile.
Yeah, I believe
the duration of this movie.
Yeah, that's his warm up.
Sprint to a mile.
Yeah, there's at least 20 minutes of him sprinting.
Yeah, these awesome set pieces. You're just traveling around the world with these movie stars, and you're going to laugh, and you're going to be odd. And yeah, I mean, it's a good time. It's a big thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. I'll piggyback on that. It's a huge thumbs up. Just a fun time. Just a great time. You're just in good hands. Christopher McQuarrie knows what he's doing. You know, he knows how to build up tension. And I just love that it's just become set piece franchise. You know, it's just set piece, set piece, set piece. And yeah, I mean, the action sequences, I don't think it gets much better. You know, it's crazy we get this and John Wick 4 in the same year. But fuck. Yeah, it's great. It's up there. I don't know. These are all just so good. And Tommy C, man, I guess he's gotta go out with a bang. He's gotta slow down eventually. Can't be doing this forever. But big thumbs up for me.
It's a big old bang bang thumbs up right there.
I don't know why I struggled with that.
Like I said, and I guess, yeah, I haven't seen the two before this one, so I honestly didn't really give a fuck about the story that much. Like, all these, like, the couple characters, like Rebecca Ferguson, and I was thinking Gabriel, that guy that was being controlled by the AI or whatever. I thought he was from the past movies, and I was just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah,
but
it kind of made it seem like it was.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Totally. Because even in that flashback, I was like, oh, is that from the past movies? Like,
yeah.
Did I just miss that? What the fuck happened? But, so, like, plotline-wise, didn't really care. But, of course, the action. The action's so good. And, like, yeah, all the shots. And all this, yeah, like, Tom Cruise doing fucking alleyway fights, whooping people's asses. You can only fit like one person wide. That was awesome. But yeah,
the alley's probably like super small. Actually, if it fits barely Tom Cruise and Palm, I can never say your last name correctly.
Clementif.
Yeah.
Clementif.
Yeah, because it was like Tom Palm and fucking that other yokel.
Yeah.
I love too that it's like it's just plot. It's just straight. They don't settle down at any moment and be like, let's just do some character stuff. It's like, no, it's just like, all right, we gotta go to get the fucking thing.
It's like Ving Rhames just going, well, I guess we're going back to London.
Here we go again.
But yeah, no, everyone, Tom Cruise, like Ving Rhames, everybody there, great performance. It was a great ride. I enjoyed it. Thumbs up, baby.
It's a great ride. Could have been maybe like 20 minutes shorter, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my only, yeah, like, it could have been shorter.
I guess it didn't feel like that long to me, honestly.
Every movie's 3 hours now. Just get used to it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that one was only like 220, though, right?
That was like 245, right?
Yeah, it was 245. No, really.
So yeah, it didn't feel like that long to me, but
Mark was in it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. I saw him. He should have only paid $5 because he was on the edge of his seat the whole time.
Yeah, I gotta pay for the whole seat.
Yeah, I gotta pay for all this.
I gotta pay for all this with all this tension. Yeah. I don't know, but there are some shots though where you're just like, Tommy C's getting old, baby.
Yeah.
It's getting a little, it's looking a little weird. And it must be plastic surgery.
Did you give it a thumbs up or?
Yeah.
Oh, you did thumbs up it? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep it.
Sweep. Bring out the broom.
Do you guys want to give a quick rating?
Eight.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
It's like an 8.5 for me. It's like almost a 9, but I'm gonna leave it at 8.
Yeah. I would say that too. I mean, could almost give this a 9, but then you're like, this isn't a 9. Perfect.
All right, and we're going to give you a little bonus here, a little we're going to do a little movie draft. We're going to draft our favorite AI movies in honor of the villain being an AI robot thing.
Oh yeah. In honor of the villain. Perfect.
In honor of the villain.
You know, here at A Voyage Through Film, we'd love to honor the villains.
And, the villain is often the best part of the movie.
This is no exception. It is true, especially with like genre stuff like this. The villain is usually the most interesting part.
So I'm gonna spin this wheel to determine our order real quick.
The Wheel of Destiny.
So Dan, you pick first. Well, wait, hold on. I'm just gonna determine the order and then
move into it. Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Of course. When he's not first, he's always second.
It's at first, he's always second. Yeah. All right, Daniel, what you got?
I mean, it's between two movies for me for the number one overall.
I feel like there's only one.
Yeah, I feel like I have to go with the classic. Gotta go with 2001.
Yeah, you got to 2001. Space Odyssey.
As far as AI villains go, it's the best one.
It kind of is. I would have to agree with that.
I'm sorry, I can't do that, Hal. Or not Hal.
All right. Well, with the second pick, I'm taking Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna pick Blade Runner or 2000.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Blade Runner's
the. All right, Josh, you got back to back picks.
What?
Oh, wow. What will I ever do with these back to back picks?
Blade Runner is amazing, though. I've been meaning to rewatch it.
Oh, Blade Runner is. That's the best AI movie to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's, I think, number one. I mean, I gotta the steal androids? Them. The fucking. Yeah.
All my memories are like tears in the rain.
I mean, come on, bro.
Hal, though?
Yeah, no, Hal's great. I mean, Hal's like, he's just kind of a voice in a box, though. Blade Runner, they're like humans. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you guys take these two, then I'm going to have to go with, of course, T2.
Oh shit, nice.
Yeah. On the Skynet.
Yeah, Skynet.
One of the all-time best that I feel like still gets referenced today. People are like, it's Skynet, it's happening. It's like, no, it's not. Calm down.
You don't even know.
It's not gonna be Terminator 2, but it'd be crazy. But Terminator 2. And it's so much better than Terminator.
I still love the first one, but yeah, it is the best of the Terminator movies.
The first one has its charm, but it really is like they just took it to another level.
I just like that Arnold's the bad guy in that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice twist.
In the first one?
That he's done. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I do like that he's the bad guy in that one, but I prefer him as the good guy.
Well, and that kind of like adds to like the whole thing in the second one. Like when you first see him, you're like, oh shit, this guy's back. And then it's like, nah, he's the good guy this time.
And he's like, come with me if you want to live.
Bye. all right. Next one I feel like is pretty obvious as well.
Yeah.
Matrix.
Nice. Yeah, I was hoping it would slip past.
The one and only Matrix. Let's get that clear. There's only one Matrix movie.
It's that one, yeah, it's like, I like end game team. AI, where we're just all batteries for these fucking robots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, and that one does it so trippy. You know, with the VR, like, this is all like a virtual world. And like, the real world is like this war with robots. Yeah,
I got a couple here that are kind of like share an even spot, really.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with just my favorite movie of them. I'll take Moon.
Ooh. Nice. I really like Moon. I got to watch that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while.
That has been a while.
That's a really cool Sam Rockwell movie on the moon.
Sam Rockwell Vanity Project.
Yeah. A couple of Sam Rockwells.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Couple. Get a couple.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It goes to such unexpected places. Kevin Spacey does he's basically like Hal.
I guess for my back to back. For my second pick, I'm gonna do Ex Machina.
Nice, ooh. Okay. I wasn't sure if you had seen it, so I was thinking maybe it could slip back to me.
Yeah, I forgot. I saw that in theaters.
Oh, really? Nice. I didn't see it in theaters.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac. He's fucking great in that movie.
He is great in that movie. I love Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. And my third and final pick, I'm going to go with Short Circuit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Short Circuit. I knew you were going to say that. I
love that movie.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen it
it's
either.
It's so great.
I've seen it maybe a long time ago.
Yeah. What happens? Like, I think he gets, like, hit by a lightning or something, and he just comes alive. That's what happens. Like, that's all it takes. And he, like, escapes from this compound, like, this military compound, and he, like, lives life to the fullest.
Nice, okay. The robot?
Fucking great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like roaming around the city. I think they're like in Philadelphia or something.
It's like live action Wall-E, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a really tall and lanky Wall-E.
Yeah, or like the robot from Super Smash Brothers.
That's him.
Oh, really? That's Rob?
Him. Yeah. Rob. Yeah. Yeah, that's him. Or Johnny Five, I think. Is that it? Yeah. Johnny Five. That's basically Rob. Yeah.
Nice, okay. Well, maybe I'll watch it one day.
Daniel loves Short Circuit. It's great.
Yeah, I'd never heard you talk about it before. I didn't know it was a thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Daniel goes off on Short Circuit.
They made like two or three of them.
It's all right. Well, for my third, I'll take Her.
Nice.
The Joaquin Phoenix, Scarlett Johansson movie where he falls in love with an AI.
Oh, yeah. Spike Jones.
Spike Jones, yeah.
If she sounded like ScarJo.
Yeah, right. Definitely would help.
That movie was so good.
Yeah.
It is so good.
It's so sad.
Yeah, but also really funny.
Yeah, it's definitely a mix of emotions. It's an emotional roller coaster of a movie.
I feel like when that movie came out, we just immediately started living what that movie was saying.
Yeah.
Like, immediately after.
Need any warning. Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, sci-fi usually is like, oh, that'll be crazy. Her was just like, no, that's going to happen, like, next year. Then we're just all like, oh, shit, we're just living Her.
Nice. Well, what you got, Josh?
I got something great, and it's by someone who's great. And his name is Joss Whedon, and it's Avengers 2: Age of Ultron.
Nice, yes,
good. I love this movie so really? Much.
That's
yes,
so funny.
I've seen it multiple times.
I feel
times.
Like people shit on it.
I don't know why people shit on it.
Says it's the worst one.
It's the worst Avengers movie, I think.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's.
I mean, they're all cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, like
they're
Ultron.
James Spader?
Yeah.
Quicksilver? You didn't see that coming?
Yeah, I mean, the Quicksilver, it doesn't help anything.
When they make Hulk go crazy, and he has to fight him with the Hulkbuster.
Oh, yeah, the Hulkbuster.
The Hulkbuster. Go to sleep, go to sleep. When they all try to lift the hammer. It's so great.
Yeah, you get Crossbones.
It's the last one that Joss Whedon does. It's the one that killed him from the MCU.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Yeah, it's so good. Scarlet Witch. It introduces Scarlet Witch.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nice.
I know.
Yeah,
she's important. Yeah, right? Dude, both her and Vision are introduced in that movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
Yeah, it's pretty crucial to like the whole MCU, to be honest, yeah. I mean, it sends Hulk away at the end of the movie, too.
Yeah, which leads into Ragnarok.
Yes. Yeah. I love when he just gets in that plane by himself. Just keeps going.
But so to recap, Daniel got...
Go for it.
Okay, yeah, you have an OLI?
I have an OLI, and it's iRobot.
Oh, God.
Nice. That was going to be mine.
Come on, bro. iRobot? Classic.
That movie's all right.
And, of course, nobody even mentioned.
And AI.
AI.
I've never seen that.
What?
This has come up before, yeah. I haven't seen that. It's like a movie I've been trying to watch for a long time. I just never get around to it.
Oh, shit.
Jude Law,
bro. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I need to watch it, because of Jude Law.
Yeah, for Jude Law, bro.
Not because it's like Stanley Kubrick's like last movie / a Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah. See, for on top of that, Jude Law.
Nice. All right. So to recap, Daniel got 2001 A Space Odyssey, Ex Machina, and Short Circuit. I got Blade Runner, Moon, and Her. And Josh got T2, The Matrix, and Avengers 2, Age of Ultron.
All blockbusters.
Nice, yeah. Well, good drafting.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we'll see you guys soon. Maybe you'll be getting Legend soon. Who knows?
Maybe.